Around the world, diplomats are expressing dismay over today's move by North Korea to withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Neighboring South Korea and Japan are especially alarmed. Pyongyang's announcement raises the stakes in its standoff with Washington, though the North still claims it has no present intention to actually develop nuclear weapons. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
North Korea's decision to withdraw from the nuclear weapons treaty caught many people here by surprise. The announcement was made at noon local time and broadcast on North Korean television. The government declares its withdrawal from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and its total freedom from the binding force of the international agreement, the announcer said. North Korea blamed America's vicious, hostile policy for its decision to withdraw from a treaty that's supposed to contain the spread of nuclear weapons worldwide. It lashed out at the UN's nuclear watchdog, accusing the International Atomic Energy Agency of acting as a servant of America. Later, North Korea's ambassador to the UN, Park Gil-yeon, said North Korea would consider any sanctions imposed by either the U.S. or the United Nations declaration of war.
Only due to such a very confrontation policy or military nature from the United States. Now situation getting worse and worse. I think nobody can predict any situation might happen in the future.
North Korea says it has no intention of actually producing nuclear weapons at this stage. It claims the Yongbyon nuclear complex will be used for peaceful purposes. But nuclear experts don't buy that. They say the plant is designed for one purpose, to process plutonium used in nuclear bombs. North Korea's move today is largely symbolic. For months now, it has thumbed its nose at the treaty by dismantling UN cameras and secretly embarking on a uranium enrichment program. Still, North Korea's formal withdrawal from the nuclear treaty has set off alarm bells throughout the region. Japan called it a very serious matter and urged North Korea to reverse its decision. China expressed concern but stopped short of placing any demands on its ally. Here in South Korea, President Kim Dae-jung called an emergency meeting of his National Security Council. Speaking to reporters afterwards, Kim called the nuclear standoff a matter of life and death. But he urged patience nonetheless.
The whole world is opposed to North Korea holding nuclear weapons. We must resolve this issue through diplomatic efforts and dialogue between the two Koreas in order to prevent war on the Korean Peninsula.
187 countries have signed the Nuclear Arms Control Treaty since it was ratified in 1970. A few have not, including Israel, India, and Pakistan. But this is the first time a country has actively pulled out of the treaty after signing it. North Korea threatened to withdraw from the nuclear treaty once before in 1993, but at the last minute reversed course and closed the deal with the U.S. Some analysts say that's exactly what North Korea is trying to do this time. But the stakes are extremely high, and no one here is willing to say for sure that Pyongyang is merely bluffing. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.